Just like that. What do you call good, rich, sandy soil?
Good, rich, sandy soil.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. There isn't a great deal of rich, sandy soil, I don't think. You have to use fertilizer on it, but it really works out well.
Mm-hmm. Would you call that a loam? Or?
Yes, I guess so. It's a nice soil to work with. Mm-hmm. And a nice soil. Now, that was the kind of soil we had up in Mustang, where I grew up. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's been in cultivation now since 86. Mm-hmm. And it does need fertilizing quite a little bit, but boy, it produces stuff when you fertilize it. Now, you can put fertilizer on this land here, and it doesn't seem to make much difference. We've never been able to understand that. And OSU, they have a cotton experiment station down here at Chickasha, and then they have some plots of land that they came up here to get some of our land over there next to the road to put in these plots and grow different things and experiment with different. But when the men came to look at it, they said that soil was too good, that they wanted something not so good. So over by Pocasset, they, on 81 Highway, they have a plot out north of Pocasset. And I don't know how long has it been, 5 years since they put that in. And they grow different things up there and show the people different things that the fertilizer works on. But they said when they examined this soil here that fertilization wouldn't show up on it. And that's what Bob Lamar, the county agent, told us that they said about it. The reason they turned it down, Bob was the one that selected this. And
rich enough already, huh?
Well, it isn't so much that as it just doesn't seem to make too much difference between what isn't fertilized and what is. It doesn't show up like they'd want it to, and that is the reason they would rather have the poorer land over there that was deficient in so many sort of things.
The acres of vetch and oats over there one time, and said to fertilize them, and I fertilized 15 acres of it when I sold it to them. And that was just that when I cut it, that I didn't fertilize it, so that better. It made it poorer instead of better.
I don't know that it doesn't do that, but it just doesn't seem to make any difference in the producing on the land.
I remember you didn't get the fertilizer, you know, it can do that. If it's dry, it would be
done. And when it is dry, it seems the fertilizing kind of injures it. But a loam is a soft, good. Now this land gets us as hard as a rock here if it isn't worked, you know. Just all the time, if you let it just plow it and then don't, if you plow it right after harvest and then don't go back into it for time to sow it, you can't. Mm-hmm. You can't plow it then if you don't have rain right at that time, you know, soften it again.
That's funny about it, you can combine it out there and just don't make a difference how dry it is. Just get out there right behind the combine on the next day or something like that, and you can just plow it, mold board it, or run weight or anything. It even weighs a week or 10 days and you couldn't drive a nail in it.
Huh. Did you have boats up on the river by Mustang?
Not on the river. Just
boats with oars?
We had boats with oars on the pond there on my father's farm.
What kind of boats were they?
Oh, they were just flat bottom rowboats. Batteaus, yes.
Did you call them batteaus?
No, we didn't call them batteaus. That's the southern.
Came from Georgia.
Louisiana. Down there in that country.
Did he have any place to tie them up there, or did you just
Yeah, we had just had some posts.